want to acknowledge this is going to be a pretty good day, Kenny. I think we should make sure that it is a very good day. And however we do that, I guess it's up to us, is it not? Under the circumstances, it is up to us to figure out how things are going to work today. It's the Wednesday, Doug, good day program. It's the 30th, so tomorrow is Halloween, right?
Yes, it is.
It's big on my calendar. I think we can go to Buffalo Wild Wings for a big celebration. I think we ought to take some of our customers. We should make sure there's citrus magic in the car, and we're going to go down to Granger's and buy an electric motor, and then we'll be hungry. We'll have to go over to Buffalo Wild Wings and have some burgers.
Yum.
Meanwhile, we do have to deal with the issues of the day, the events, things that are happening in the spying scandal. Here's Army General Keith Alexander, who's actually the director of the NSA, appearing before a House committee yesterday to answer questions about surveillance activities. And General Alexander said the claims that the United States collected telephone and email records from European citizens is completely false, incorrect, not right. He also said that European intelligence services collected phone records in war zones and other areas outside their borders. And so they did it. We did it, too. I'm interested in what Mike Rogers, who's the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, had to say. He's pretty much a hack for this kind of stuff. So you're not going to get any real challenges out of him. He says that spying on allies isn't unique to the United States. So that makes it right. But didn't you get taught when you were younger that two wrongs didn't make a right? Did you get taught that? Where did Kenny go?
Yeah.
No, there he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Two wrongs don't make a right. So every nation does it. Why do we have that? This whole thing, I'm so happy that Edward Snowden did what he did, so we really realize what's being done in your name. And maybe some of you are fine with that. 888-302-3684 for the Good Day Talk Line. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com in this hour, or you can go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. So what's on the minds of people who have an expression to share with us about the spies and the spying?
Brandon says, the NSA is a train out of control and destined to crash.
Mm-hmm.
Georgette says, the scandal's a clear sign of what happens when Congress and the president don't communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellis says, it's...
No. As in, the NSA is listening to us.
Pull the plug.
On Kenny. All right, so let's get to what we do in this hour. A lot of conversation from radio programs that we monitor in order to bring you a unique both sides now, if you will, of the issues. Here's an example of that. On a radio program hosted by Mike Violette and Ken Altshuler, they had ABC's Trey Hardin on talking about the reaction around the world to claims the NSA has been spying on our allies and the controversy of what the president knew. Of course, the president doesn't know anything. He's only the president, but he doesn't know anything about anything. He's never told anything, doesn't ask any questions. He just found out about this yesterday.
What kind of predicament is the spying world in with this NSA thing, and what did the president know, and when did he know it, and all this stuff? This is a sticky wicket for the administration here, Trey.
Well, it is, but, you know, I think that the majority of people at the end of the day are really okay with the spying thing as long as it's saving lives and as long as it's preventing terrorist attacks in this nation. So I just think that there's a vacuum out there for news and for political for political victories by both sides. And it's a lot of the work that the NSA and the intelligence communities do are done not necessarily with under the direction of a president. So it may sound like I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt a little bit here. I mean, maybe I am, but I think we have even bigger issues with Obamacare and the budget coming up again, or the potential fiscal cliff approaching again.
I've been of the opinion that conservatives should really like this guy in terms of, you know, protecting America, military, and those kind of things, because I think he's been somewhat of a hawk. And I've said to Mike many times, don't, you know, you guys are the ones who have said anything in the name of national security. Why are you not saying, and I'm dead set against what he's done, what the NSA has done. I think spying is abhorrent, and I just don't agree with it. I mean, within this context. Why aren't conservatives more saying, well, you know, listen, anything in the name of national security?
Well, you know, I don't think that they're necessarily going after him too much on this particular issue, but I think where they are going after him, and rightly so, is on foreign policy in general. When it has come to the actual role of the president in terms of diplomacy and in terms of where the world views the United States these days, I think this president has failed enormously, and I think there are many in his own party that feel the same way. I mean, you know, there's the lack of credibility that the United States has, and it seems like almost every region of the world right now, is really unfortunate, and it's disconcerting. And, you know, this president, when he came into office, he campaigned on it as well, said that he was going to take a different approach to foreign policy. He was going to, he wanted to be loved by the world. He wanted the U.S. to be loved, and therefore he wanted to kind of take a step back and not be as aggressive or proactive as maybe the United States had been over the previous 8 years. And I think what that has done is allowed a few of our enemies or potential enemies to basically take us for granted and walk all over us, including those in the Middle East and Iran right now and certainly Russia.
888-302-3684. Okay. So the NSA director says they're not doing anything wrong because everybody else is doing it. Mike Rogers, who's the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, says, bully for us. And this guy, the reporter, says that the conservatives should like Barack Obama. 888-302-3684. I think that's pretty much the summation of where we are at the moment. More input and your calls on the NSA coming up, plus the back and forth on whether or not we think that the healthcare situation is... We have the same people basically saying the same things about the healthcare as they do about the NSA. You think the Obama supporters do rah-rah? Or is that not the case? Are there different sides of the street here? I think that's pretty interesting reality about where we are and all this. Not everybody is thinking the same way, which is a good thing as we challenge ourselves to understand what really is going on in America in the days of technology. 15 after the hour, and good day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
My wife is amazing. After 27 years of marriage, she's so full of energy and life. She's never lost that sparkle, you know? I'm a really lucky guy.
My wife is 56, and she's just as gorgeous and vibrant today as she was on our wedding day.
You know, after all these years, I can honestly say my wife is still the beautiful woman of my dreams.
What's the secret the wives of these men are in on? It's Ambrin, a leading formula for women over 40. that's clinically shown to help balance hormones and relieve symptoms of menopause, like hot flashes and low libido. Plus, right now, for a limited time, every risk-free trial of Ambren comes with a free bottle of Ambren Weight Loss, an incredibly effective weight loss solution clinically shown to help you lose weight, including body fat. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial, call right now, 1-800-370-9667. That's 1-800-370-9667. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call right now, 1-800-370-9667. 1-800-370-9667.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
888-302-3684. President Obama visiting Berlin, remember early last summer, Chancellor Merkel made a point of showing him a balcony in her office overlooking train tracks that crossed the border in her once divided country. She was from the East, remember that? Symbol of what she grew up around. Eavesdropping by secret police was rampant during the Cold War. The private moment between the two underscores the degree to which her personal history has influenced her outrage over the revelations that the NSA was monitoring her communication. This threatens the relationship between the two, which, as you know, most people know, it's kind of like business leaders. It's like any organization. You got two people at the top who are close, and then something comes between them. Let's say one guy's cheating on the other guy by having an affair with his wife, that kind of stuff. I think this is that sort of thing. You cheated on me, Mr. Obama. You're a cheat. He says, I didn't, what did he say the other day, Kenny? There wasn't anything going on. They didn't say it wasn't, hadn't gone on, just said there wasn't. And that turned out to be not true as well, apparently. 888-302-3684. Problem is, nobody knows what to believe. Bob's listening in Rancho Mirage, California. A good day. Hi, Bob.
Hi, I believe that the National Security Act of 1947, written, General Gerhard Galen was brought over by Alan Dulles, and from the Nazi handbooks, they translated from the German the National Security Act of 1947. Truman signed it, and it's unconstitutional because it can't have primacy over the Fourth and Fifth Amendment of the Bill of Rights.
So Bob, going through the history lesson, what do we do about who's going to challenge? Who has the knowledge that you do that's ready to challenge the status quo? Are you going to go to Washington and protest? Are you going to file a lawsuit against the federal government? What are you going to do?
I've been calling up every day.
Calling to whom?
Congress. Remember, yeah. Joseph and Kennedy.
What do they say? Joe Kennedy's not a member of Congress. What are you talking about? He hasn't been a member of Congress for years. This guy's out of his mind. 888-302-3684. Call Joe Kennedy. He'll give you some free oil if you call Joe Kennedy. 21 after the hour.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Sounds like a Halloween trick-or-treat song, Kenny, doesn't it?
I'm not sure whether to hope it's the trick-or-treat.
This is from The Voice last night. Team Adams, Lena Guadenzi opened up the program with I'd Rather Go Blind. I'd Rather Go Deaf than listen to any more of this. All right, let's get lost, lady. Will you please? Hey. It's just, we have a little fun with some of these singers, the performers that are on some of these shows. The Voice, the number one show, I think, on NBC, matter of fact. So a little reference to other things other than what's going on in the political or governmental world. Back now to the exciting adventures of our spies. Here's Taco's Levin Conway talking about the changes in technology that have been bringing us to this current situation with spying on basically everybody.
You know, there's something that I thought of in just sort of hashing through this in my mind with the surveillance state that we're living in. And I think there's a big divide in America right now between young and old on this. There's always, you know, social, political divides between people of different age groups, but I think this one is actually pretty pronounced. We've sort of been just quietly moved into this accelerated technological world, and we become fascinated with the tools that are presented to us. I mean, if you think about it, when I was a kid, I remember my dad getting his first cell phone, and it was the size of a brick. You remember those? And it was, he had it for work, and I just thought it was the coolest thing in the world. You remember those big brick-sized cell phones? They weighed like 3 pounds. And I just thought that was the coolest thing in the world, and here we were connected to the rest of the world from our car. And that was like this huge technological advance. And now, if you think about it, can you imagine a world without Windows? Microsoft Windows. Can you imagine a world in which, because I think back to computers when I was in elementary school, and it was just kind of the dot, dot, bleep, bleep. You know, you're sitting there playing Pong on the computer screen. And I can remember getting a Tandy 1000 from Radio Shack for my birthday one year. It was the Radio Shack brand computer. It was like the home PC. What it was it was a keyboard that you attached to your television, and it had this huge sort of docking station on the side, and you could stick hard drives in that side thing, and it was either a video game or it might be, you know, some program that you could use to type things on, and your TV became your monitor. And now, you think how that blended. Between how when I was a kid we had that, and then it's somehow or another this whole thing now, it's like I never have to be without being in contact with my wife. I'm a text away from knowing if she wants me to stop and get, you know, bread on the way home from work. But what happened when we evolved into that was a complete loss of privacy without us even realizing that. And the older generation, you know, I think if you're in the older generation, your privacy is probably more important to you than the younger generation. I mean, if you think back on some of the crazy stories that have come out that we've discussed socially in our culture over the last few months, what about these two girls that bullied this kid in Florida until she committed suicide? Cyberbullying. They go on Facebook and announce to the world that, yeah, we said it. Yeah, she killed herself and we don't give a bleep, bleep, bleep. I mean, who does that? You know, who goes on a social media site and announces something like that? And I'm obviously not, you know, projecting that onto the entire younger generation, but the idea that we live our lives in a bubble. Everybody's a celebrity. You know, everybody likes to feel, that's what Facebook provides. That's why Facebook took off the way it did, because everybody feels like a celebrity. You have friends that you don't even know. You don't know who they are. They just have some connection to you because geographically they're from the same town, or, you know, they know somebody who knows somebody who knows you. And so you become friends, and then you put these statements up on Facebook and it's like you're a celebrity. And yet at the same time, the country's kind of dealing with this whole, oh, you mean the government was watching this the whole time?
Wowie zowie. 888-302-3684. Your calls on the NSA coming up here on Good Day.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Today we're going to talk about choking. We're going to talk about choking at the end of the game. And when you heard that, were you able to relate to that? Were you able to relate to the times that you were just so close to achieving victory? And all of a sudden, a word crept into your mind, and an idea crept into your mind. And the idea said, I hope I don't choke. And guess what? You did. Now, when I say to you choking at the end of a game, have you ever thought about the other guy choking? Probably not, because we internalize everything. For now on, number one, I don't even want you to think about you choking, but I want you to think about the other guy choking. I want you to think about you at the very last moment when it really counts. You get out there, you perform your best, you intimidate others, you conquer, you control, you grasp that opportunity, and you visualize you as the winner. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Is on. It's a good day to get gone.
Good day, time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler. The new science of spying is the focus here for a few more minutes. Take a few of your calls at 888-302-3684. I apologize to the gentleman who called a few minutes ago. I became short with him because I said there was no Joe Kennedy anymore in Congress, and I stand to be corrected on that. Somebody just teased me, Michael Fortier, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, said, how can I be a card-carrying member of the Massachusetts delegation of voters without knowing that the representation of Joseph Kennedy III, I forgot the last Joe Kennedy, Joe Kennedy II, was decided, well, he was tired of Congress and tired of not apparently having to work. Joe Kennedy the second was not exactly the brightest bulb in Congress, nor was he somebody who liked to show up and do any work. He didn't like going to Washington, so he quit. And he has a nonprofit that helps people that don't have enough oil to heat their homes in the wintertime. And that's his thing. That's why I made reference to the oil thing. But now, Joseph, along comes Joseph Kennedy III. I don't even know what district, Michael, he represents, frankly, but it's the 4th Congressional District, which is, I think I'm in the 5th Congressional District in Massachusetts and Middlesex County. I don't even, the 4th would be closer into Boston. Anyway, frankly, I admit to being wrong. Sorry to be rude to you, sir. And I think we've had too much of the Kennedys. So having said that, let us move back to the focus on the NSA. So understand how many different people there are involved in the mix here. I was talking earlier about Army General Keith Alexander, who's the director of the NSA. He appeared before the House committee to answer questions yesterday. And also the director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, went to Congress yesterday to defend the NSA surveillance program, saying the activities were lawful and effective at catching terrorists and saving lives. I'm on board. Okay, if it does really catch terrorists and does really save lives, where's the proof of that? Want some proof? I'd like to have some proof. I mean, listening to Mrs. Merkel's phone, I'm not thinking that does too much to catch terrorists or to save lives. Clapper says, quote, we do not spy on anyone except for valid foreign intelligence purposes and we don't violate the law. Really? He said that. He did say that. However, he conceded that mistakes have been made because of human error or technical problems. Has been an erosion of trust, really, in the intelligence community. He said that he would support declassifying secret intelligence court orders to boost transparency, but warned there could be consequences if we don't listen to Mrs. Merkel's phone calls. Edward Snowden again, and what really is being done in the name of, you know as well as I do, it's sort of like going through the TSA, right? A friend of mine told me last night, she went through the TSA check-in here at Logan Airport, and they patted down her butt because she had pepper spray in her bag. They patted down her butt. That sounds to me like a way to protect us from any problem that we're going to have from anybody that's a foreign or domestic terrorist, right, Kenny? When next time you go through the TSA checkpoint, make sure they check your butt. They pat it down so as to prove that you're not doing anything that's going to hurt security in our country. It's that kind of stuff that makes a laughing stock out of the huge government that we have allowed to be created. Are there ways of doing this sort of stuff without having... How many different intelligence chiefs are there? Isn't there this guy Alexander and the CIA, all these people who, by the way, didn't speak to each other. And apparently Clapper is the guy who's supposed to get everybody together. Is that right, Kenny? Do I have the story right?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's not clear what anybody's job is. Really.
No, except they're all getting a good paycheck. They all wear nice suits. They look clean, right? 888-302-3684. John, listening in Louisiana, finds all this hard to believe.
I am one of those that is skeptical that the president did not know about this. You go back to Fast and Furious, Benghazi, the IRS, and all of this. It's almost like he has the Sergeant Schultz of Hogan's Heroes thing of I knew nothing. And then when Dianne Feinstein comes in, it's more like she is trying to provide cover to support that idea. And I find it hard to believe that the President of the United States, the Commander in Chief, knew nothing about this. It just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't pass the smell test. But it will all come out in the end, I think. I don't know. Congress, they don't seem to be doing much of anything, both the House and the Senate, especially when it comes to this. I think it's just cover. It'll go away, and we're going to come up with something new.
Something new, something old, something new, something tried, something true. 888-302-3684. So we have Mr. Clapper and the director of the agency, General Alexander, vigorously rejecting suggestions that the agency is a rogue institution trawling for information on ordinary citizens like you and me, and leaders of America's allies without any knowledge on the part of the president. He doesn't know from nothing. How many times have you heard Sergeant Schultz invoked in this thing in the last week? I know nothing.
Matter of fact, times.
Don't we have the audio from that somewhere, Michael, just so we'll be like everybody else. That's what comes up more than any. You hear that from callers all the time. I know nothing. Juanita in Georgia says the NSA is okay in her book.
I endorse the spying because, God bless America, if we do not spy on them, they are definitely spying on us. And if we can go back into history with the Rosenberg back in, I believe it was in the 30s, when they sold out information to a foreign country, and they were at that time executed. Now, I don't understand how this gentleman that is dropping all this information in foreign countries, and they are not allowed to go over and pick him up or have him sent back to the United States, and he should be prosecuted. You know, and I just believe that if they stop the spying on these foreign countries, that that's when we are asking for ourselves to be bombed, or we will be going through the same thing that the other foreign countries are going through, running from bombs and everything else.
It's the media's fault.
Yeah.
That's the problem. There's too much news coverage of this. General Alexander said the news coverage of the NSA, the news media reported that they had vacuumed up tens of millions of phone calls in France and Italy and Spain. Those reports in the news media are completely false. That data, he said, is collected by the intelligence services of those countries and the least overviewed by the NSA. So those countries do it themselves, and they send the information to the NSA. Does that make any sense? Does any of this make any sense? You can say, we need to be protected at all costs. Really? 888-302-3684. We lose our freedoms. Patriot Act took away many of our basic freedoms, and they continue to be eroded by jokesters like these guys and others. And the president doesn't know anything. What's his job? His job is to be president. What's the president supposed to be doing? He's supposed to know what's going on? You want to be president, you ought to know what's going on, right? He's not going to run for re-election, so, I'm going to take it easy. I'm not going to pay too much attention anymore to what's going on. I want a vacation. James in Minnesota on the NSA.
I love this. It's just hilarious. The NSA was made to spy on foreign countries. We get mad when we spy on ourselves, which we should, but we shouldn't get mad when we spy on foreign countries, because that's what the NSA is for.
Don in Pennsylvania, you have a big problem here, right?
I was appalled at the mass collection or the metadata collection on American citizens. The original Patriot Act was sold as a narrow targeting of incoming foreign calls. That was it. It wasn't targeted as this mass collection. I also think that if you really think about, I don't know how well this mass collection is working, because if you take the Boston bombers as an example, this Tamberlin went to Russia. They didn't know it. He was in Russia. They had no idea of it. Russia called him and told us that he was a danger, and they didn't follow up on it. And also, they didn't have any kind of correspondence or any kind of collection about any of the calls that he would have made back to the United States. So, I think that they're substituting this mass collection for what they would call in the past good old-fashioned police work, where you actually look into things and investigate it.
All right. 888-302-3684. Let's do you saw some of this. I was listening to some of the audio from this hearing yesterday. Clapper says, some of this reminds me of the movie Casablanca. My God, there's gambling going on here? My God, there's spying going on here? No.
To find out there's...
My God. Danny in West Virginia, what say you?
I am definitely against the NSA, but the only way you'll ever stop them is to shut them down completely. They may say they've stopped, but they won't stop. They've done this over and over for the last 50 years. They had the Church Commission, and they went ahead. They were told to stop doing things, and they continued doing them anyway. And it amazes me that Republicans, who supposedly want smaller government and less government in our lives, are absolutely in favor of continuing to have the NSA spying, even on American citizens.
888-302-3684. All right, so I think we've been around the horn on this one enough for this hour. Actually, look at where we spent all this time on it, and not a word yet on Obamacare. Oh, my God, what a travesty. We'll see if we can rectify that in a few moments here on Good Day.
Let's get it started.
I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new services center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet.
Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Details in-store or at officemax.com/services.
OfficeMax, business tip of the day. Being environmentally responsible can actually help your bottom line. Ink cartridge recycling programs, like the partnership between HP Planet Partners and Max Perks Rewards from OfficeMax, not only help keep used HP cartridges out of landfills, they earn you rewards as well. Networks of collection facilities let you drop off your used cartridges and apply the rewards you earn for each cartridge towards future business savings. This tip was brought to your business by the new OfficeMax Services Center.
Did you
try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda-certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties. They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda-certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
The Doug Good Day program now with a moment or two on the latest from the insurance world. Here's radio host Dan Carroll talking to analyst Mark Hatcher about the ongoing problems with the rollout of the Affordable Health Care Act.
We will always be talking about health care because there will always be problems with it. There will always be, you know, once the government tries to get its hands and tries to create this massive law and this massive new bureaucracy and a massive new gargantuan entitlement, there's always going to be problems, always going to be issues, and you're going to be talking about it all the time.
Completely right. But who ever thought we'd be sitting here almost a month in, and we're not talking about, we've got so many people that have enrolled, you know, the system seems to be working out of the box. No, we're talking about a flawed system where people can't even get on to even start the enrollment process. I mean, the insurance companies are so upset because they are nowhere close to the number of enrollees that they expected to have by this date today. And so, you know, from the start, it has just been a mess, and there's really no light at the end of the tunnel that this thing is going to get resolved where people can easily sign up for their health care that starts January 1.
Well, this is, and just the rollout itself is a story that keeps sprouting these new tangents to talk about, and the one you just mentioned is that the insurance companies are upset because people aren't signing up for their plans under the health care exchange. What they're signing up for is Medicaid. People are looking at this, and then the people that have been able to get to the part to where you can actually see what the prices are going to be for what you're signing up for are turning to Medicaid because that doesn't cost anything.
Exactly. And those are the, you know, that's a big bulk of the people that are coming to sign up.
And
right,
that really throws a monkey wrench into the way this whole thing. Firstly, I think we all know it's unsustainable to begin with. But the model they have for this to work is that they need all these young people coming in, putting money into the system in order to float the subsidies and all the other health insurance plans for everybody else.
All right. So I guess we taking care of that. Not too many people excited about. Here's something to get excited about. Slush funds in politics. Coming up here on Good Day.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations. And we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and MicroPlant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with MicroPlant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. MicroPlant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
Doug Steffen with an important piece of daily American culture here. Discussions of the issues from various points of view. And what all this stuff means to you. I find it distressing. Those of you who listen to me with regularity probably will not find this a stretch. When I learn, read, hear about all of the money being set aside to cheat and steal in elections. It was with great interest a feature on 60 Minutes, Steve Kroft, talking about the increasing popularity of PAC, Political Action Committee, slush funds, which a lot of people in Congress are using to funnel campaign contributions into their own pockets. This has been a growing issue, especially this last month. I'm not sure why it's come into the fore, but I know it's good to have this information. It's kind of like Snowden leaking the NSA stuff. You ought to know what Congress is doing to not necessarily just rip you off, but rip everybody off. Here is a part of that report.
Georgia Senator Saxby Chambliss likes golf, so much so that he spent more than $100,000 the past 2 years entertaining at some of the finest courses in the world. New York Congressman Gregory Meeks prefers football. He spent $35,000 on NFL games. All of this was paid for with political contributions, all in the name of democracy.
I think campaign fundraising is increasingly not just about winning elections. It's a lifestyle subsidy.
Peter Schweitzer is an author and fellow at the Hoover Institution.
So we've got to look into that. But if somebody
for the past few years, he and a team of researchers have been investigating the way congressmen and senators have personally benefited from the hundreds of millions of dollars in political contributions that have poured into the system.
Most people have the impression that campaign funds cannot be used for personal expenses. Is that true?
Yes. Regular campaign funds cannot. That's correct. But there are ways around it. Like all things in Washington, the devil is in the details, and loopholes are usually put in place for a reason.
For example, when Congress passed the Ethics Reform Act of 1989, it plainly stated a member shall convert no campaign funds to personal use. But soon afterwards, congressional leaders quietly invented something called leadership PACs, political action committees that were not technically campaign funds and thus exempt from the personal use prohibition.
This is a loophole.
Right.
That's correct.
Trevor Potter is a former chairman of the Federal Election Commission. He says it didn't take long for congressmen and senators to figure out the distinct advantages of having a leadership PAC with no restrictions.
Since they weren't around when the ban on personal use was put into place, they're not covered by it, and they can be used for literally anything.
Over time, the leadership PACs that were created as a way for congressional leaders of both parties to raise money and distribute it to their members have evolved into something different. Today, nearly every congressman and senator has a leadership PAC, not just the leaders, and they're used to solicit contributions from friends and supporters in order to advance their political agendas, their careers, and in many cases, their lifestyle.
Like a political slush fund. That's exactly what it is. It's a political slush fund. Over time, we've had them. They've been outlawed. They spring back in new guises, and this is the latest guise.
Potter says they're essentially personal political expense accounts financed largely by lobbyists and special interest groups. Leadership PACs are now the second largest political revenue stream for members of Congress.
You can use them for babysitting, paying for babysitters. You can use them for paying for car service. You can use them for travel. Nobody's really checking to see whether this is personal or legitimate business expense.
Back in 2006, North Carolina Senator and presidential candidate John Edwards used his leadership PAC to pay his mistress, Riel Hunter, $114,000 to make a campaign video. And Republican Congressman Andrew Crenshaw of Florida spent $32,000 hosting a tour of California wineries for a group of contributors from the defense industry, which he has some oversight of.
You know, look, they're not having leadership PAC meetings at the Hampton Inn down the road. They're going to the premier golfing and resorts in the United States and sometimes around the world. And that's ostensibly where they're doing this leadership PAC work.
Sleaze. And sleazy politicians, sleazy tactics, making money. You hear, I think the next couple of weeks, going to be a lot of information about these leadership political action committees, their rapid growth, as if we didn't understand already how money equals influence in political circles. The information that came out in 60 Minutes and the information that is now coming out with follow-up stories, reporters checking both print media and electronic media, awkward stuff. That puts these congressmen and senators in the hot seat, as well it should. Whether it'll stop it or not, they'll weasel around and find other ways of getting money and using it for themselves so they can live like royalty. Perfect, right? 59 after the hour, this is...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.